Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. Today on the show, I am speaking with Megan from Solar Glow Meditations on using dowsing rods to talk to spirit. We're going to be getting some yes, no answers a little later on, and a lot of listeners and watchers sent in questions in advance. And Megan and her dowsing rods will be speaking directly with spirit to gain answers and insight. So definitely stick around. Dare to Dream podcast won 3 Talk Radio Positive Change Awards, the COVR Award for Best Show. Also under Welp Magazine, it's been named one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to this year, and it's high ranking on Apple Podcasts. This show is sponsored by Dr. Dane here and Access Consciousness. They do beautiful energy work out into the world. So if you'd like to become a facilitator or take one of their classes, go to Dr. Dane here, HEER.com. And I'd like to invite you to the event of the year. Every year you hear me talk about it, and it's still the best. And God knows I do a lot of events every year. It's the LA Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. It's held February 7th through the 10th. My guest will be there speaking, delivering, doing workshops. I will be there as well. And on February 7th, Friday, I'm speaking at 5 p.m. On February 8th at 2:30, I am moderating a Galactic Federation and ET Races, panel with some exquisite panelists. You'll know a lot of them. And then on Sunday, first time ever at LA Conscious Life Expo, they have asked me to do a live podcast. So live 1:30 p.m. Pacific, I'm doing a live podcast. Please join me. My guest is phenomenal. It's Marilyn Gawaki. And if you know who she is, don't know who she is, she channels Zazar, who's a ninth dimensional, multidimensional being. And I love this woman. I fell in love with her on the Galactic Origins cruise I just spoke on in December and experienced her channeling. So I was like, done. She's coming on the show. You can join us there. Get your tickets. Do get your tickets now. You want to jump in before it's sold out. It's debbiedashinger.com/CLE. It'll also be in the show notes. Debbi. There's no E at the end of my name. Debbi. dashinger.com/CLE. Conscious Life Expo. All right. Well, today my guest is Megan from Solar Glow Meditations. She shares an illuminating conversation on spirituality and dowsing. You can explore with us how dowsing rods can unlock profound spiritual insights and enhance personal growth. Megan will share her personal experiences, offer practical demonstrations, and reveal valuable lessons from her work with spirit and energy. You can learn tips for effectively using your own dowsing rods, and you can seize the chance to talk about what happens with these rods. How scientific is this? So we're going into a mystical world of dowsing to enrich our spiritual journey. We've got questions, as I said, that were already sent in from listeners. And if you like to join Megan Solar Glow outside of this, you can join the many who have joined her on the social media spotlight with her viral TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube videos where she showcases her dowsing rod work. In addition to her popular online presence, Megan is a Reiki practitioner and a spiritual enthusiast. You can learn more about her at solarglowmeditations.com. And with that, I welcome Megan to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, me too. I've had people on the show before have talked about dowsing rods, like Maria Wheatley, great example. And So I'm familiar, but I've never had anyone do a demonstration. And more, I'm hearing about them. So is the popularity with dowsing rods really picking up?
I think so. I think it's really been something that's grown with social media. Folks like it. It's really engaging content. And so there's been a lot of folks that have started to pick it up for themselves.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I know that dowsing rods are often used to look for water. They're used by farmers. Is there science behind dowsing rods?
You know, I'm not actually sure. I think the. I don't know, to be quite honest. I know that it's very good for finding water, but as far as like the spiritual aspect of that, the science behind that piece of it isn't there, as I think the science gap is definitely kind of broad for a lot of the spiritual community, but
So then, what do dowsing rods detect? What can you find out using them?
well, so when I use them, I kind of tap into whatever energy I happen to be talking to, and I just start asking yes, no questions. So it can be a wide range of things. I also use the dowsing rods to actually find lost objects. So similar to like finding water, you can say, "Hey, can you show me where my lost wedding ring is?" And it'll help you find that.
That is so big right there. That's for me a mic drop because I have a thing around losing things, around how to find them actually. And I just taught somebody, I just got back from Sedona as I was sharing with you where I spoke. And a woman, I really didn't know her, but she was setting up her booth down the way from mine. And she started chatting with me and she said, "My God, I just came from wherever it was in Arizona. I was speaking at this event and I can't believe it. I left my phone there." And so she didn't know what to do. And I was guiding her, but your method sounds phenomenal. I was saying, I talk to an object because God knows I lose things. But I'll say, let's say it's my iPhone, and I'll say, "My energy is all over you. Your energy is all over me." I'm telling the listeners so they can use this. We are connected at a deep quantum level. Come back to me. However you do this, I don't need to know how, but quickly and now. I want you back in my life. And then I'll pretend like I'm touching it. And that actually seems to solidify. So I taught this gal, and she said, "Whoa, okay, let's do that." We did it. And she got a phone call right away. And the event said, we found your phone. We've got it, but we're shutting down." And so she was going to let it go. I said, "No, she said, "I'm leaving the country in a couple of days." I said, "I don't care. Tell them to overnight FedEx and you'll pay them. So you have your phone." Like, what? She was like, "Oh, I hadn't thought of that." Like, she was so like, "Wah, wah, I lost my phone." So, gosh, we had this fast conversation, fast process, found her phone, called them back, said, "I'll pay you to FedEx it." Boom, done.
That's
Now,
incredible.
tell me about dowsing rods. What would you do?
So something very similar. You kind of tap into the object, say, "Hey, where are you?" And you hold the rods up and they point just the direction that the thing is. But I like your method because it doesn't require you to have the dowsing rods in that moment. So if you're at an event like that and don't necessarily have them, that sounds like a great option too.
There you go. Anybody can use that anytime.
Yeah.
I have found unbelievable things for people in some of the weirdest places. So sometimes I don't know if the fairies take them and bring them back because they're being tricksters. What's going on? But I have a good track record with this.
That's fantastic.
So I want to ask you then, how accurate is dowsing?
Great question. So I think it depends on sort of what questions you're asking. One of the things I do with dowsing is future predictions. And I think hopefully most of your audience is aware of this. The future's not set in stone. Free will exists. You can change your mind. So the accuracy of future predictions, definitely not 100%. Things happen. When we're talking about things in the past, I've found them to be very accurate. I haven't necessarily like kept a spreadsheet with yes, no, exactly, but I'd say probably on the 95, 98% accuracy range.
Yeah. And I think what you say is really important because the same is true for psychics. right? People will pay good money to see a psychic. What's going to happen with my marriage? What's going to happen with my relationship? What's going to happen with my career? What's going to happen with my health? It's like, well, in this moment, the probability is 99% X, but as soon as you make a different choice, everything changes, your timeline, your trajectory, all the next choices you can make. So it sounds like dowsing rods are the same. This is
Yes,
the
exactly.
this moment situation. Okay, that's interesting. And I want to go back to something in your bio. I was like, ooh, this is very interesting. Let me see if I can find it. It was something about you. So it said you can reveal valuable lessons from your work with spirit and energy. Okay. Let me know. What is that?
Well, so the thing that's been like sticking in my head most recently that keeps coming out over and over with the dowsing rods is perspective. How you look at a situation or just information depends on what you see. So, one of the things I've started to pick up on as I've talked to different spirits through the dowsing rods is depending on what sort of question you're asking, was this person a good person? Different spirits might answer differently because it's not a hard and fast fact. And so perspective matters so much.
Well, Trump is a great example of that, right?
Exactly.
So then, what kind of spirits do you work with, or which ones come through?
The ones I work with most often are usually Archangel Michael, and then Merlin has come through quite a bit too.
Yummy. How are they different?
Oh my gosh. Archangel Michael really likes to be like in the spotlight. He has kind of this ego and presence about him that's just like big and fun. Like I have a lot of fun working with him. Merlin feels like a little bit more serious. He's very fun as well, and he has like this, I don't want to say like it's just heavy, a little bit heavier than Michael, I would say. At least that's been my experience, so.
And do you have relationships with them, meaning beyond what you do with dowsing? Do you think you've had past lives or concurrent lives or been an aspect of either of them?
Yes, for Merlin. I don't think so with Archangel Michael. I think I've worked with him on the other side quite a bit, but not necessarily incarnated.
So tell us your story, Megan. How did you get here to doing this? And with everything you're doing on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram, and I mean, you have pretty darn good numbers. You have so a lot of people are excited about what you're doing with the dowsing rods. How did you get from wherever you were to who you be right now?
I will thank spirit for a lot of this. So a couple years ago, I was not even aware of like the spiritual world. Like I've always been sort of interested in aliens and like your Friday night like rabbit hole, like yeah, they're real. Are they real? I don't know. They're real. I know this now for a fact. But my mother-in-law owns a crystal shop in upstate New York and is a Reiki master. And so she's kind of been hinting at it to me, like for as long as I've been with my husband about all of the spiritual stuff. But she offered one day to have me Reiki attuned, and I had no idea what it was. So I was like, sure, let's do this. I'm curious. And in this moment, it was this like such profound experience of, oh my gosh, I feel this energy through my whole body. Like I'm sitting here crying, thinking about things I haven't thought about for years because this energy has been like released and is something I needed to work through. And it was just like such this eye-opening moment that I kind of dove headfirst into all things like spiritual, metaphysical, like all of it. And so as part of my journey, like TikTok has this really fantastic algorithm. And so I started getting these spiritual content creators. And actually, I found somebody else that had been doing the dowsing rods, and I was like, oh, I want to try this for myself. So I started creating these videos and recording them on a weekly basis just for myself to make it sort of like a ritualistic practice to continue on this journey and to kind of keep myself accountable. And Spirit decided to give me an audience. So it was kind of by accident that I happened into even having an audience. It was really for me to start out with.
I love it. It's such a typical, not your personal story, but the outline of your story is very typical right now because everything's now, 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 fast, fast, fast. And people who are becoming woke, it's like 0 to 100. They get curious, they get hungry, they want to know, they start doing. And there's not a lot of resistance. There's just a lot of what next, what next, what next, and then doing. So I love hearing this story. Was your mother-in-law your first Reiki teacher?
She was, yes.
Oh, cool. What a great relationship.
Know. And I love visiting her shop whenever I go up to visit her. It's just such a nice place to be and find like-minded folks. And I just love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your story. That is very interesting. Let's do some dowsing. Let's see how this works and tell us anything we need to know before we get deep into this.
Yes, so my disclaimers, I am not a medical professional. If we ask medical things, please talk to your doctor. And then the future is not set in stone, kind of as we had touched on. So before we ask questions, I just want to see who we're chatting with today, make sure they're highest and brightest good. If you're with me and willing to answer questions, could you cross the rods for yes? Thank you. Could you open wide for no? Who are we talking to today? Here we go. Could you point to the direction of your energy? Thank you. Are you an ascended master? No, thank you. Are you an archangel? Yes, thank you. Is this Archangel Michael? No, thank you. Is this Archangel Gabriel? Yeah, okay. Gabriel comes through quite a bit. So thank you for being here, Gabriel.
Thank you, Gabriel. Well, Gabriel, I want to ask, and Megan and Rods, the first thing I want to ask is about the California fires. So I came home from Sedona. I was shocked. I was shocked at the winds that blew over my luggage, just waiting for myself to be picked up, and all of the devastation that's happening for people here. Will the California fires that are happening right now end this week?
No answer. Are we allowed to know? No, Gabriel's not going to tell us. Interesting. Is it decided if they're going to end this week or not? No. So, is there a likely outcome at this point, which is why we don't know? Okay. So, we're not sure yet. Sounds like there's too much free will happening to know what the most likely scenario is that right? Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to pin you because I think it's way more interesting for everyone to watch you than to for me to keep popping in and out. My next question, I want to go on that path a little bit more and ask, are these California fires a way of Mother Earth cleansing herself of anything mankind has done to her?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, I talk about this when I speak. I try to tell people how important it is this respect, this reciprocity to not take without giving. Okay, so with that in mind, would reciprocity, respect, to give back to Mother Earth, to never take without giving back, would that help ameliorate this situation and any other situations going forward?
Yes, thank you.
So I'm going to switch into some of the listener questions sent in. Will there be peace in the Middle East in the next, they wrote, in the next 2 years? Interesting.
No, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Will there be peace in the Middle East in the next year?
No. Thank you.
Oof, will there be peace in the Middle East in the next 5 years? Yay.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
Will
This
there
is
be a
wonderful.
cease of the war and peace this next year between Russia and the Ukraine?
No, thank you.
Will there be a cease of war and peace in the next 3 years between Russia and the Ukraine?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, interesting. So we've got 5 years, between 5 years for the Middle East and between 3 years for Russia and the Ukraine. Okay, don't lose hope, people. How about the drones? We got a bunch of questions about that. Will we ever know the truth about the drones?
Yes and no. Thank you.
Ooh. Okay. Is the truth about the drones predicated on the government?
Yes, thank you.
Is the truth about the drones also predicated on the extraterrestrial beings?
I think so. Yes, the rods definitely agree.
Very interesting. If so, will we learn the truth about drones this year?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. This is something we talked a lot about in Sedona because Darrell Anka was there channeling Bashar and Wendy Kennedy and Jamie Price and all these amazing channels. So this subject came up a lot, which is about extraterrestrial benevolent first open contact. So I want to be very clear. I am aware that we've been visited since the beginning of time. I'm aware that we're genetically made up of thousands of different species from all over the cosmos. So I want to make it clear I'm not asking or referring to that. I am saying that open contact, where we become part of the galactic community, will that happen within the next 2 years?
Yes, thank you.
Will it be a peaceful, exciting meet and greet?
Yes, I'm also getting that there's still going to be a lot of people with fear. Is that, yeah, but I think it will generally be a welcome reception. Yeah.
Because of all this, and because I've heard anyway from the channelers who channel extraterrestrials, that essentially the benevolent extraterrestrials who are ready to visit us have basically said to the government, look, you need to start the disclosure process because we're coming anyway. So do your part. So will the government start to act more truthfully regarding disclosure within the next year?
Yes.
Right on. Yay, government. Took you a bunch of decades. So thank you for
50 years
that.
plus.
Oh my goodness. I'm glad I'll be alive for this. Does using dowsing rods have side effects to our mind and well-being?
Yes, thank you.
If so, are the side effects to our mind and being with the dowsing rods positive?
Answer. Thank you. I think there's a little more to it. Is it not so positive in that it can be energy draining? Yes, thank you. Can it be positive in that the information we receive is helpful and can ease our minds? Yes, thank you.
Excellent. I like when you take over there and drive a little bit. That's super helpful. I also think it's very interesting how you look away. So you don't, I assume you look away partly because you're getting information, partly because you don't want to influence the rods.
Yes, absolutely.
That's very cool.
My when I see spirit up above me, kind of up at the ceiling line, so it's always where I'm looking.
Perfect. When I speak, when I'm coaching people, it's always to the upper right where I'm receiving their information.
Me too. I love that.
Bear with us. Another listener question. Are angelic beings currently assisting in the spiritual evolution of humanity?
Thank you. I think spirit's saying they're just always with us. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big yeah.
That was very exciting. One of the things that I've noticed, I don't know if you've picked up on this, but the rods answer with personality a little bit. So when it's an emphatic answer, they're very quick to answer. But if they're not so sure, it takes a little bit longer.
Well, that's curious. So I'd like to ask them, since they're always with us. Let me see how to put this. Are we? Okay, since they are excited that we're evolving and they are currently assisting us, are we as a collective humanity evolving fast enough to save the earth and the people?
Yes, thank you.
Oh gosh. Okay, well, if you say yes, do you mean because of the practices that Megan and I do and the listeners, because we are deeply spiritual, I think we're advanced in the things we know and think. Is it because of that? Because we'll all be on the same timeline?
Yes, thank you.
Wow.
Yes. I think
Wow.
this mass awakening that humanity's going through is so influential to being ready.
Will humanity ever recognize? That's a huge question, but okay. Will humanity in our timeline, meaning the next 1 to 2 decades, recognize the indigenous peoples?
Yes,
God, I
thank
was
you.
praying that would be a yes. Oh, good.
There's just so many practices there that we could incorporate to make society better. I would hope so.
Thank you, Megan. 1,000% agree. 1,000%. Great. So along those lines, will we begin to incorporate some shamanic practices to the collective of humanity?
Yes, thank you.
Yay. Is Earth is Earth experiencing an influx of starseed energy to aid in its ascension?
Yes, thank you.
Have the starseeds come here to essentially save or guide Mother Earth at this time?
Yes, thank you. I'm getting the feeling that they're more than just here for that, though. Is that true? Yes. So it's partially Mother Earth, yes. Is it partially humanity? Yes. Are there wider implications through the galaxy that happen when this all happens too? Yes. So I think it's bigger than just Earth and humans. It's like I'm getting this like it's mind it's like it's so big that we just can't even comprehend how big it is. Yes. It's like the infinity and the one and the all, but it I don't know how to explain it. Like it's beautiful.
Thank you. Are we as a collective moving towards a greater understanding of our galactic heritage?
Yes, thank you. Gabriel's showing me just so many pictures of the galaxy right now, and it's not something I get a lot of, so this is very exciting.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Gabriel, you could send me some images too, please. Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. Wow, cool. Gabriel, will you work with me on my current massive evolution? Will
Yeah,
you
please
work
send
with me, Gabriel, in a way that I will have total recall?
Yes, thank you.
And Gabriel, can you help me get to where I am meant to be and desire to be quickly, very quickly?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I think he's saying as long as you put in the work, you're set. Yeah. Thank you.
Beautiful. I do. I will.
Yeah. Yes.
Is there a significant increase in spiritual awakening happening across the globe at this time?
Yes, thank you. Is
Is
that primarily
this?
from social media? No. Interesting.
No. Ooh, keep asking along those lines.
Are people just becoming more aware of what's going on with themselves internally? Yes, thank you. Does the internet help folks understand what's happening internally with themselves? Yes. But not specific to social media. Yes. Okay. So I think the resources available more readily is what's helping this awakening. Yes. Okay. Interesting. I would have expected social media to be more of an influence.
I like it.
Yeah.
It goes down a notch.
It
But I will
does.
say, I think events like Conscious Life Expo, where I'll be seeing you very soon, are they, my dear Gabriel, Rods, and Megan, are they actually a beautiful way for people who are becoming awake to spirituality to find one another and to grow?
Yes, thank you.
And what about podcasts like this one that I'm speaking on and Megan is on? Great. Thank you. Gabriel, will you subscribe to my YouTube channel?
Yes.
Can you
He
get
said
the
he
other
can't click the button,
archangels
though.
to
He won't be in your follower count, but he's gonna be there, he said. Yeah.
I love it. How about the other archangels? Can you get them aboard too? Because I'd like to have lots of, yes, I love it. You see how much help we have people when you step into who you really are? That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Are interdimensional, are interdimensional beings actively collaborating with humans for the betterment of our planet?
Yes, thank you.
Is humanity on the verge of a major breakthrough in consciousness?
Yes, thank you.
Are we currently in a crucial period for personal and collective spiritual growth?
Yes, thank you.
That was an interesting swing.
I know, I'm not sure what the hesitation was there. Is there something to dig into there? Yes. Just not sure.
Maybe we could ask a question about why this is a crucial period or something about it being crucial.
Yes, thank you. Is it because of the pending open contact that's coming? Yes. Are most of us incarnated in this time because we knew open contact would happen and it's going to be such a big event? Yes, thank you. Interesting. Is this related to like the astrological events, like Pluto coming into Aquarius as well? Yeah. It's just like there's this interconnectedness to all of it, like that continually blows my mind that you can't have one thing without the other and they all need to be there to happen. Is that? Yeah. Interesting.
Thank you. Good follow-up. Is there a universal shift occurring that's aligning more people with their soul's purpose?
Yes, thank you.
Celebrate out there, people. Woo-hoo. Are there energetic frequencies of Earth rising to support higher states of consciousness?
Yes, thank you.
It's a big yes. Oh, this is an important one. Will humanity start treating animals with respect?
No
Okay.
answer. Maybe we can add a time frame to that. Will that happen in the next year?
Oh,
I don't
God.
know. Thank
Will
you.
humanity stop torturing animals?
Yes, thank
Okay.
you.
Will humanity stop torturing animals and start respecting them in the next 5 years?
Yes, thank you.
In the next 3 years? Oof.
Yes.
In the next 2 years? Oh, bummer.
Interesting.
Okay, humanity, we need a little work there. Well, see, that's a good reference point because that tells us exactly what you said. This is this moment. But it doesn't mean that everybody out there listening and watching can say, that's not okay with me. So I'm going to do something about that. I'm going to donate money. I'm going to donate time. I'm going to rescue. I'm going to. There's a million ways we can each show up with our magic and create a different experience.
Absolutely.
Okay. Another question, is sunscreen more dangerous than the sun?
Gabriel's telling me this is a little more nuanced than just a yes, no, because too much sun exposure can lead to cancer, correct? Yes, thank you. But you still need some sun exposure for vitamin D, correct? Yes, thank you. So sunscreen is less dangerous than getting cancer. Yes, thank you. But is it more dangerous than getting vitamin D? Yes. Thank you. Hopefully that made sense.
Sure, it did.
Okay.
Can sunscreen cause cancer? Oof.
Yes, thank you.
Whoa. I wish I knew the ingredients so I could rattle them off to see which one we should be careful of. So, should we be trying to use like a natural organic sunscreen with SPF?
Answer. How about a mineral sunscreen? Are those safe generally? Yes.
Interesting.
So chemical sunscreens are the ones we need to worry about. Yes, thank you.
Good question out there. Somebody wrote in about Jesus, and I want to see if I can consolidate this because I'm pretty sure I know the answer. But all right, what the heck? We'll read what this person wrote. Was Jesus a real man?
Yes, thank you.
I'll throw mine in. Was Jesus actually an extraterrestrial?
Oh, thank you.
Was Jesus a hybrid of, not like, I have to let Gabriel know what I mean. So, not like the kind of hybrids we are genetically, but I mean, literally, was he in human, was Jesus in human form? In fact, I want to throw in Mary Magdalene. Were Jesus and Mary Magdalene in human form, but actually benevolent ETs in human bodies.
Yes, thank
That
you.
was slow.
Well,
Okay.
so I think I might have added some intention there. Like their souls had previously been incarnated as otherworldly beings. Yes. Was there anything about their physical body that was vastly different than a human today? No, thank you. Is that kind of what you were going for? Did I capture that?
Well, this was from somebody else, so I wanted to honor their questions. They were basically saying, was Jesus a figure of speech?
Oh, and was he?
No.
No, thank you.
Cool.
Interesting.
Do we humans exist in other planes of existence other than Earth?
Yes, thank you.
Is Earth an experiment?
He's kind of giving a no answer. I think this sort of comes back to the perspective question or kind of thing that I've been on a recent kick. Because depending on how you look at it, like all of life is an experiment, right? Yes, like nothing is perfect. We're all learning and growing and figuring out how to be human, right? Yes, thank you. But is it like, are we like a zoo for another alien race? No, not exactly. There's certainly outside influences into the Earth's sphere onto how we operate, though, yeah. Yes, thank you. So it's not, I think that answer depends on your perspective. Is that what we're getting? Yes, thank you.
That's
I don't know. What do you think? Does this resonate with what you've channeled before?
that's interesting. You would say that. That was a very psychic thing you just said. Okay, so that was super psychic. So let me go there for a second. So a little backstory, and then I'm going to ask a question. So when I was in Sedona, I had a beautiful opportunity to get up and ask a question. I was the second to last person that was chosen with Rob Gauthier, and he channels Ardiff, who's an ancient Pleiadian. Amazing experience. And so I went up and I would usually ask these kind of questions, and I suddenly thought, oof, I don't really get an opportunity to do this. So I said, hi, Ardiff, greetings. Do the Lyrans, because I know I've very strong Lyran energy. And I said, do the Lyrans specifically have a message for me? To be perfectly honest with you, Megan, I thought that Ardiff, the ancient Pleiadian, was going to say, yes, they do, atta girl, kind of that.
I love that.
Every time I assume something, it's never that. So, first of all, it wasn't even Ardiff spoke to me, but then he said, there's a collective here that wants to talk to you. And he shifted completely physically, also in voice. And the voice was a Lyran and came out and said, hello, old friend. And I was just like, oh my gosh, okay, not expected. Awesome. Hello. And so it was so beautiful. I taped it and I also had it transcribed. But essentially, they said, we're family. We love you. We're here with you. And yes, we have a message. We want you to know with everything you're doing right now, you are going to start channeling vocally and more. And it's going to change your life personally and professionally. I thought, what? Because I've never thought of myself as a channeler. I've never had a lot of interest. I love channelers, but personally, I've never had an interest. So you just call me a channeler, asking if that's what I get, but that's not how I get my information, at least I thought. And so I want to ask, will I be literally like getting out of the way, letting a benevolent being come through with a lot of wisdom and insight for people? Will I be channeling this year?
Yes, thank you.
Will my channeling be voice channeling?
Yes, thank you.
Is my channeling specifically going to be through singing?
No, thank you. Could it
Ha!
be through channeling or through singing? Yeah. So it sounds like you could, but it sounds like you'll still just be talking as well, yeah? Yeah.
Will I be channeling specifically Lyran lion beings?
Yes, thank you. I get the sense that there's a little bit of play going on, though, so you might channel a few beings to start. Is that? Yeah. So I think there's going to be some experimentation to kind of figure out who you resonate best with. Is that fair, Gabriel? Yes, thank you. That's amazing.
Should I, will I need to do some kind of practice in order to prepare myself for this ability?
Yes, thank you. Is that meditation? Yes, thank you. And I get the sense that part of it is just doing it. I can sense the sense of, or the hesitancy, and I think Gabriel's kind of communicating that as well. And I think the biggest hurdle is just starting. Is that, yeah. I think once you get going, you're gonna be like on a roll very quickly. Yes, thank you.
It's hilarious. My life has been a series of never say never, because every time I do, I'm on the wrong path.
Oh no, wait, are you on the wrong path? I don't get that sense at all. I think it's just a development over time. Is that, yeah. Yes.
Well, I was much like you. Well, I was a little bit like you. I was very spiritual, but then I was a total skeptic about UFOs and ETs. I was like, oh, total eye roller. Give me a break. And then I had this huge awakening. And then, like you, super hungry, curious. I've had many of those crossroads where I said, and channeling has been like friends, my partner, you want to go to channeling class? No, I have no interest. That's not my path. Like, and then, oh, this guy channels this stuff. Now you're saying this, and the rods are saying this. And I was like, really? Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, here's the deal. You're never cooked. You're never like, we're always growing, and it makes this life a grand adventure.
It's so true. Spirit did the exact same thing to me over the last few months. I'm like, I don't want to do like personal readings. Like, I like just being out on social media. Like, that's kind of my place. And they're like, no, you need to do readings. Here I am doing readings now personally for people. I was not somewhere I thought I was going to go or wanted to go, but alas, here we are.
And how is it going doing the personal readings?
I'm actually doing my very first one today. So
Oh,
it'll be great. I know it will
that's
be,
going to
but.
be great.
It's nerve-wracking to get started though, right?
Yes, I think always in the beginning, absolutely, it's nerve-wracking. And I felt the same way when I came out of this spiritual experience thinking, okay, I have all this beautiful practical knowledge of shamanism, of the indigenous, of the extraterrestrials, when they intersect. And I was just like, for me or to give sessions. And the universe went, ha, ha, ha. And they started sending me speaking gigs in Mexico City and like all over the world. And then all of a sudden, Gaia TV reached out and said, we want to interview you. And now they're bringing me back for a second interview, Gaia TV. I haven't done anything. I haven't even submitted myself. And I just sit back and watch all of this and go, man, this has to be purpose. There has to be something in using my voice for these subjects that is here to help and serve and hopefully, redirect the ship we're on. So, yes, I think getting started, I certainly felt that in the beginning, the EBGBs. Now I'm comfortable in all of this. And just when I'm getting comfortable, it's like, boom. But wait, there's more.
I love that. I love how spirit does that so much too. Like, it's just you gotta trust the process, and that can be so hard because our egos want to control it and no, gotta wait and see or like go for it.
Yeah. And what I really love about it is it shifts me into the big lesson for right now. The big lesson for right now is flow. Like, literally, this is what is, just going with. And I felt that in Sedona, like, the first time I spoke on the main stage, I've been so busy. I had thrown together a PowerPoint months previous that I sent to them. And I got up in the main stage and I realized I don't even know what's in my PowerPoint. So I flicked through them very quickly. And I had a moment of, really? You're going to just speak? Like, this is like, it's pretty big, this like huge Broadway kind of theater that I'm in. And I went, yeah, we're going to just talk. And that's what I did, spirit animal medicine. And it turned out it was a phenomenal like experience, and a lot of people came up to me. And then my second workshop, which was a paid workshop, was supposed to have a PowerPoint, and they never set it up. It was 40 minutes late. So I looked out and I went, well, I can't make people wait. Here we go. And it was amazing, Q&As and shamanic healings and information. And so big lessons, these flow lessons, this what exactly what you said when you think, when you're an ego and you think you got to figure it out, there's a little bit of control in there and containment, and it gets busted wide open. It's like, no, you're so much more limitless than that. You're so much more capable.
Exactly. I love this so much. I'm glad it went well too. Like, congratulations on your talk. That's amazing.
Thank you. It really was. It taught me a lot because I'm a very disciplined person, and it's really good to just trust yourself and trust whatever's going to come through. Same for you and your session today, which lucky person is going to have a good time.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, have you had non-human intelligence or alien encounters?
I've had a couple, nothing physical. I've been abducted in my astral body a couple times, and there was one time, it was probably 6 months ago, I was in the middle of this dream and I felt them pick me up and I was like, okay, no fear, no fear. I want to remember all of this. And then I passed out immediately. I forgot the rest of what happened. And I was so sad. And I've been meditating to try and remember the rest of the experience, but it's just not coming back to me. But I've asked the rods about it. It really did happen. So, but then other times I know I've had some beings out in my yard physically. I did not see them, but there was this very visceral, like, fear reaction in my body. And I was like, I really want to meet you guys. Like, I'm talking to them, but my body would not calm down enough to kind of get to that point of actually like talking and seeing them physically. But
I think it's really important for people to remember it's not just about what a being might look like that is so different from what we look like, but they carry generally a way higher frequency than we do. So it makes a lot of sense to me that you're, without consciousness even, that your body would be having a response to the energy that you're connecting with.
yeah, it was just so visceral. Like, I was trying so hard to stay calm, and I couldn't do it.
I would think the only way to find out something like that, the information you've been meditating on, is to do some hypnosis sessions.
Yeah,
Because there's a lot of
I'm hoping
people
to.
do that, for the ET experience.
Yeah, someday, I guess. Do you have a recommendation of somebody you like?
I know Barbara Lamb, she's coming on the show soon. She does sessions, and I think maybe Geraldine Orozco does
Okay.
sessions as well. And they're both amazing in this field.
I'll have to reach out to them because that sounds incredible just to know. And yeah. Have you had experiences as well?
I think I've actually had a lot more than I am consciously aware of. And the one time I am highly aware of, but and remember all the details, was in my dream. And yeah, it was so beautiful when I woke up. I didn't want to wake up, and I wanted to go back the next night. The next night has not happened consciously since, but I was visited by beings who were like essentially pure light and not short. They were, I would say, like a tall human or taller, and they were hooded or cloaked. And they just had me stay in the middle while they stood around me, and their energy, it's not like anything that would have happened here on Earth. And I felt incredibly loved and seen and known. And it may have been my Elohim family. I'm not sure, because that was the inception of my soul, was with the Elohim. And so it may have been them visiting and healing and reconnecting. And I appreciate that because Earth is a really dense place to be. So I think whether we remember, all of us or not, those times when we're visited, like, this life is actually very brief. Still, we took on a big role to be here right now. And when we get that kind of support and love and that, injection to keep us going, it's very special.
I absolutely agree. There's like the this like deep visceral, I guess I like the word visceral today. This like deep-seated like missing home feeling. And part of that too is just this lightness that comes with it. Like I would love to figure out how to like fly in my dreams or astral project so I can go in my soul and just fly around to just have that lightheartedness and that lightness. I miss that.
I would love that too. That sounds beautiful. I know anyone who had flying dreams as a kid, et cetera, like you know that just that's the most magical experience ever when our body can just be set free, our being, our soul, all of that. I want to talk to you also, Megan, about grounding, because I was on your website and looking up things and reading a lot. And I love that you're into grounding. Can you talk about why should we ground? What's the importance?
Yes. For me, grounding is important when I come on to shows like yours. I tend to, when I'm ungrounded, talk very quickly and get very excited and just am kind of all over the place. Grounding brings you back into your body, into like this present moment, and you're connected to the earth. So you're getting rid of all of this energy that you no longer need, that isn't serving you. And it also gives you the opportunity to replenish with energy that can serve you. So, I've done some clairvoyance training, and one of kind of the key things there is flushing your energy, sending back what you don't need, and then replenishing your own energy and anything from the earth and the cosmos to kind of help raise your vibration, essentially.
How do you recommend that we ground? What kind of practices can we do?
I like there's kind of two that I always go with. If you're familiar with like the grounding cord, sitting in meditation, putting on a grounding cord, imagining everything out of your body just going back to the earth. But my other one for folks that aren't less familiar is just okay, just stand there for a minute with your eyes closed. Now you're in the middle of a river in Alaska and it's like 10 degrees outside and feel that chill all over your body. It always grounds people like almost immediately because you get that kind of like cold sense about you. You're just like, oh, okay, I'm freezing now.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to try that one. I've never tried that before. I like feet on the grass,
That's a
right?
good one. Yeah, just going outside and go touch grass. That's what the kids say now, I think.
Yeah, they call it earthing. But yeah, for me to just spend time in the backyard, feet planted in the grass, and visualize my roots going down. And sometimes I breathe with Mother Earth and the cosmos, you know, and I'm the conduit in between. This is beautiful. So then that leads me, because I really agree with everything you're about and what you're saying right now. And I feel like this is so important for healing. And the thing is, like you and I talked about in the beginning, it's so simple. The grounding is so simple. And it can be profound how it changes things, you and how you deal with life and respond to life. Do you know of ways that we can integrate the wisdom that's available today in order to heal the earth, the oceans, the sky, to heal our people and ourselves?
Oh my goodness. One of the things that I love that a lot of the spiritual community does, I'm sure you've probably been a part of them too. I'm not quite sure, but these mass meditations that people will do where there's just thousands of people all meditating on the same thing at the same time. I feel it when people do those. Like they're so profoundly impactful on the energy of Earth that I highly recommend people keep doing that. But then it's also doing like your daily practices of like nurturing Mother Earth. Thank you for this food. Like, thank you for having the sunrise again. Like, just being in gratitude, I think.
Yeah, and again, simple, profound. I like what you said because, you know, people listening, you don't have to have an email list of 50,000. You can reach out to 10 of your friends and just say, let's do this at this time. And
Exactly.
so, for some of the questions that today we asked of the dowsing rods, if something, you know, triggered you a little bit or your heart panged and you feel like, oh, the animals, or you know, the war, or the fires, or fill in the blank, or something not even mentioned today, you can facilitate a group even for 15 minutes, and everyone's got 15 minutes to come together and make a difference. I'm glad you said that one. So you are going to be February 7th through the 10th, 2025 at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. And again, tickets are debbiedashinger.com/CLE. What are you presenting about at Conscious Life Expo?
I will be giving a kind of a talk about how I came into dowsing rods, and then I'll be doing a live demo. So if you guys have questions you want to come ask me during the sessions, I'll be doing that live.
Woohoo. Well, Megan, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I'm gonna let spirit tell me where I need to go next. I trust the universe to find the right way.
Is there anything you want to say here at the end to the listeners?
Just thank you for bringing me here to talk to Debbie today and just being you. It's wonderful and I appreciate that.
Thank you, love. I can't wait to give you a big hug
Me
in
too.
February. It's right around the corner, people. So if you want to join us, two ways. You can go to Megan's website, solarglowmeditations.com. Obviously, now you know you can book a private session with her, or you can get a group together. Wouldn't that be amazing, actually, to do a group situation with you? I kind of like that. And you could even book her probably for that. There's so much she's available for, and you can see her beautiful gifts today, Solar Glow Meditations. And if you would like to also join us live, I'm telling you, there's nothing like this. The online thing, awesome. But that is the precursor to the big kahuna. And the big kahuna is pressing the flesh, coming up and saying, Debbie, I watched your podcast. Megan, I've seen you on TikTok. Oh my God, I'm here because of you. I'm here because I get to hear. And today, I can tell you at Conscious Life Expo, if you go to that website, debbiedashinger.com/CLE, you're going to see an amazing roster of profound speakers, channelers, spiritual people talking about all sorts of brilliant subjects plus panels. Don't miss it, folks. Give yourself the gift, invest in you. And Megan, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I end today's show with this quote from Albert Einstein. I know very well that many scientists consider dowsing, as they do astrology, as a type of ancient superstition. According to my conviction, this is unjustified. The dowsing rod is a simple instrument which shows the uncanny reaction of the human nervous system to certain factors which are unknown to us at this time. Folks, subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, Dare to Dream. If you know someone who will love this conversation, send them a link. And every time you comment, like, subscribe, most important, besides thank you for doing so, is you put this in front of people who are becoming awake and they need this as a guidepost to learn more about people like Megan and the other luminaries who come on this program. Please help them as they are spiritually ascending by subscribing, liking, and commenting. I do read all your comments. Thank you in advance. In the next weeks on the show, I'll be featuring Tricia McCannon and also Barbara Lamb. Thank you so much for joining us today on Dare to Dream. Always a pleasure to be with all of you on this journey.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream Podcast with Debbie Dashner, your number one transformation conversation.